waves of the River Deben go over my head to the last wave even. Such a death were sweet to 7 times 7. Death sits in the boat with me. His face is shrouded, but he smiles, I see. The time is not yet. He will not come so readily. But he smiles, and I smile. It is pleasant in the boat at night. There is no moon rising, but from the east a light shines in the sky. Is it dawn or dawn's twilight? Over here the waters are dark as a deep chasm, shadowed by cliffs of volcanic spasm. So dark is the wave's fashion. But the oars dip, I am rowing, they dip and scatter the phosphorescence in a sudden spatter of light that is more actual than a piece of matter. Up the Deben we row, I row towards Wardring Field. It is a long way yet, my arms ache but will not yield. In this physical tiredness, there is a happy shield. Oh, happy Deben, oh, happy night, and night's companion death. What exaltation, what ecstasy is in thy breath. It is as the salt silt that lies beneath. Flow, tidal river, flow, draw wind from the east. Smile, pleasant death, smile, death, in darkness blessed. But tarry, day, upon the crack of dawn, thou comest unwished. I am a frog. I live under a spell. I live at the bottom of a green well. And here I must wait until a maiden places me on her royal pillow and kisses me in her father's palace. The story is familiar. Everybody knows it well. But do other enchanted people feel as nervous as I do? The stories do not tell. Ask if they will be happier when the changes come, as already they are fairly happy in a frog's doom. I have been a frog now for 100 years, and in all this time I have not shed many tears. I am happy, I like the life, can swim for many a mile when I have hopped to the river, and am forever agile. And the quietness. Yes, I like to be quiet. I am habituated to a quiet life. But always when I think these thoughts, as I sit in my well, another thought comes to me and says, it is part of the spell to be happy, to work up contentment, to make much of being a frog, to fear disenchantment. Says, it will be heavenly to be set free, cries heavenly the girl who disenchants, and the royal times heavenly, and I think it will be. Come then, royal girl and royal times, come quickly. I can be happy until you come, but I cannot be heavenly. Only disenchanted people can be heavenly. Nobody heard him, the dead man, but still he lay moaning. I was much further out than you thought, and not waving, but drowning. Poor chap, he always loved larking, and now he's dead. It must have been too cold for him. His heart gave way, they said. Oh, no, no, no. It was too cold always. Still the dead one lay moaning. I was much too far out all my life, and not waving, but drowning. I remember your leap. It may have killed you, but it was a brave thing to do. Two promontories ran high into the sky. He leapt from one rock to the other and fell to the sea's smother. Harold was always afraid to climb high, but something urged him on. He felt he should try. I would not say that he was wrong, although he succeeded in doing nothing but die. Would you? Ever after, that steep place was called Harold's Leap. It was a brave thing to do. No wonder the River Humber lies in a silken slumber, for it is dawn, and over the newly warm earth the mists turn, wrapping their gentle fringes upon the river where it hinges upon the perfect sleep of perfected images, quiet in the thought of its felicity. A graven monument of sufficiency, beautiful in every line, the river sleeps complacently, and hardly the dawn distinguishes where a miasma languishes upon the water's farther reaches. Lapped in the sleeping consciousness of its waves' happiness, upon the mud banks of its approaches, the River Humber turns again to deeper slumber, deeper than deeps, in joys without number.
Always to be responsible for you?
To bathe in me, especially women. But
I can drown the fools who bathe too close to the weir, contrary to rules. And they take a long time drowning as I throw them up now and then in a spirit of clowning. Hi-yi, yippity-yap, merrily I flow. Oh, I may be an old foul river, but I have plenty of go. Once there was a lady who was too bold. She bathed in me by the tall black cliff where the water runs cold. So I brought her down here to be my beautiful dear. Oh, will she stay with me? Will she stay, this beautiful lady, or will she go away? She lies in my beautiful deep riverbed, with many a weed to hold her and many a waving reed. Oh, who would guess what a beautiful white face lies there, waiting for me to smooth and wash away the fear she looks at me with. Hi-yi, do not let her go. There is no one on earth who does not forget her now. They say I am a foolish old smelly river, but they do not know of my wide original bed, where the lady waits with her golden sleepy head. If she wishes to go, I will not forgive her.